We're going to continue on talking about Kedusha Shvias. We're going to talk about three dinim about Kedusha Shvias tonight. Not the most famous one of how you treat it, how you actually eat it, but three different dinim. Okay, and the first is there's a mitzvah, there's a din that you have that things that have Kedusha Shvias cannot be taken out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you're allowed to take out small amounts like for a trip, but you're not allowed to take out big amounts. Which means is that us in Chutz Aretz are not going to see stuff with Kedusha Shvias. We shouldn't, because we shouldn't see stuff with Kedusha Shvias because now I'm taking out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll see. Not now. When we get to the end, we'll see about how they bring out Esrogim. It's its own shaila how you bring out Esrogim. And we'll talk about that one day when we get to it. Okay, so anyway, so we don't see it. What happens if someone did take it out? The Ikra din is that if someone takes it out, we pass them that you're allowed to eat it anyhow. But the Rambam says that the din is you're not allowed to take it from place to place in Chutz Aretz, because moving it to another place is like further taking it out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? That din, I don't
think you're going
that.
What happens if you're going close to Eretz
Yisrael? Let me just say, so that din, I don't see anybody giving a gether to it. What does it mean, take it from place to place? It means is if you in your house find an apple that with Kedusha Shvias, someone took it out of Eretz Yisrael, so you got to eat it right there. Can I not take it to the table? Can I? And like I said, what if I'm going closer? You know, I'll take out my map and figure out if I'm going closer. So it's not so clear. I don't see a gether as to what you're supposed to be doing. Like, what does this mean? You're not allowed to take it from place to place. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I didn't see anybody giving a clear gether as to how do you do that in practice? You know, somebody says we've had people, we'll talk about it when we get there, when we talk about Eretz Bezdin, we're going to talk about one day, we're going to talk about the Kedusha, the Shemitah wine, okay, that comes here. So if you're sitting at the table, I just heard about it last week, someone had it at the table, the Shemitah wine from last Shemitah, okay, they had the Kedusha Shvias wine. If you assume that has Kedusha Shvias, as we'll talk about it, so what do you do? You're not going to bring it to the kitchen now? I'm saying you have to just drink the bottle right here? So this whole thing is very not good, this is very fuzzy to me. What does it mean you're not taking it from place to place? Okay. Now, what's the reason why you now take it out of Eretz Yisrael? It's not a din d'oraisa, it's a din d'rabbanan. That's an asmachta. I told you last time, a pasuk, but it's an asmachta, it's really, it's a din d'rabbanan. So why, what's the reason why you now take the produce out of Eretz Yisrael? So the reason is because in the place that you're going to go to, the produce is not going to have Kedusha Shvias. So in that place, let's say you took apples from Eretz Yisrael to Chicago. In Chicago, no one's treating anything to Kedusha Shvias, so you're likely or liable to end up treating the Kedusha Shvias stuff not with Kedusha Shvias, because you're in a place that it's like no one's doing that with any of their produce, so they're eating apples, and you'll eat your apples the same way. So Chazal said, don't take stuff to Chutz Aretz, because if you take the Chutz Aretz, it's going to go to a place where you're probably not going to treat it the way you're supposed to. Okay, so that's why Chazal said you shouldn't do it. Okay, so therefore, what about if you have a place that's half Eretz Yisrael? Okay, the example in the din is, what have you, if you have a place called Surya, Surya is a kibush yachid, it only has the din of Shemitah Midrabanan, it has certain coolers to the way we keep Shemitah in Surya, and therefore you're not allowed to take Perish Shemitah into Surya, because, for the same concern, in Surya they treat Perish Shemitah different than they do in Eretz Yisrael. If you take stuff to over there, they have to keep Shemitah, but if you bring your produce from Hebron to Surya, then it could be you're going to treat it not exactly in the right way, you're going to treat it like they treat produce, and therefore you're not allowed to bring it to those places, you're not allowed to bring stuff to Surya. Okay. So, Chaim can ask you a question. He says, okay, you're not allowed to bring it to Surya. He says, he brings rayas that you are allowed to bring Perish Shvias from the places that are called the Kibush of Oyli Bavel to the places of Kibush Oyli Mitzrayim. If you remember, we talked about that when they came to the second base of Midrash, the Oyli Bavel, they captured only a smaller amount of land than the first Kibush. That land is really Chayiv in Shvias. The land called the Oyli Bavel, the broader part of Eretz Yisrael, is only Chayiv Midrabanan. It's on a lower level. So he brings rayas that you're allowed to bring stuff from the places of Oyli Bavel to the places of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, what's the difference? Why? What's the difference? There are coolers to those places also. So if you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to bring to Surya because there are coolers in Eretz Yisrael. Since it's only Shechem and the coolers, and how you keep Shemitah in the places of Eretz Yisrael. So if you're not allowed to bring to Surya because those places have coolers, and since they have coolers, you might treat this Paris with those coolers, so why not when you bring it to the Eretz Yisrael? What's the difference?
Those writers have coolers. Isn't there a shaila in the Gemara about that they had the same Kedusha even when they left
Or that's one of the reasons.
I don't. Yes, there is a shaila, but for our purposes, it's true that Olam Mitzrayim has a lower level of Shemitah than Kol Havoda. Yes, it does. So
if
it
has all according to that sheet.
Yes, if it has coolness and how you treat it. Now you might have thought that no, Shemitah, Shemitah. But if you see from Surya that no, if it has coolness and how you treat Shemitah, now it'll bring the produce to that place. So why?
Is coolness related to eating payos?
I don't remember offhand. Yes, if I remember, I seem to remember that they are. I don't remember. I seem to remember that they are. So he leaves it, if I remember, he leaves it as a question. And I thought the answer might be this. This is what I thought might be the answer. Maybe the Nafkamina has to do with why those places, Surya and Olam Mitzrayim, have Kedusha Shvias. And that is like this. What's the reason why the Surya has... I'm sorry. What's the reason why the lands of Olam Mitzrayim have Kedusha Shvias? The reason is because, originally, they had the Dinam of Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden came in with Yehoshua, they had the Dinam of Eretz Yisrael. The Chum said, keep those Dinam of Eretz Yisrael, even though nowadays that Kedusha is really gone. Really, nowadays it doesn't have the Kedusha, hold on to it anyhow. Okay, it once had Kedusha, so hold on to it anyhow. Now, if the Chum are going to tell you that you're not allowed to bring Paris from Eretz Yisrael into that place, if that's what they're going to tell you, don't bring it into that place, everyone's going to say, yeah, of course, so obviously it doesn't have real Kedusha. It undermines the whole Dindar Abana to keep the Kedusha in that spot is undermined by someone saying, don't bring Paris Reason to there. You say, really, why not? Oh, because this is not really Eretz Yisrael. It undermines the whole Kedusha. So the idea that you should keep Kedusha, that you should not be allowed to bring stuff, if the Chum would say, don't bring Paris into the lands where are that have a lesser Kedusha, that it's like being mezalzel in that Kedusha, and obviously people are not going to treat it seriously.
They're giving certain other
coolers. They're giving coolers, but for this cool to say, now I've been Paris here, it's going to undermine, so they decide this cool not to give. However, Surya is totally not that. What's the reason why Surya has Kedusha? You have to keep Shemitah in Surya, is not because it ever had real Kedusha. It's because they were afraid that if Surya would be a place that you don't have to keep Shemitah, everybody would run away from Eretz Yisrael. Everybody's going to run to Surya because it's just they can't survive. They can't manage. They have no way to earn a living. They're all going to run to Surya. So there wasn't a need to have Kedusha in Surya. It's just a way to keep people in Eretz Yisrael. They don't want people to run away, to leave Eretz Yisrael. So for that, so Zion gets a little undermined. It's not so important. There's nothing inherent to Surya that says, this place needs to have Kedusha Shvias, and if we say this, then we're going to undermine it. So then the other thing that's more important, which is, well, now I think Paris because they might not be treated properly. Okay, so in a place where there's more like I can't say the word inherent, but sort of inherent, built in that the place of Eretz Yisrael needs to have Kedusha Shvias, we want to support that. The place for Surya, it's not so important. It's just a key people from running away thing. That's not as easy. No, because in Surya, it's close by.
So that's right.
So is the early Mitzrayim.
No, the land of Egypt, right?
Mitzrayim itself.
Yeah,
so some of the places nearby had the same thing. Oh, it's not only Surya. Yeah, some of the places nearby that they were concerned people would go to, they had that same thing. Okay, fine.
Your answer, then.
I didn't ask it.
You did? I would have mailed them.
I'm waiting for my... They send me. I'll have to send me. Okay. Okay. But it leads us to a question that's more... That was just an understanding question. But we have a different question, which is like this. I told you that there's a place called the Northern Arava. Okay, there's a part of the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. There are other places like this, but we'll use that as an example where there's a shiloh, whether those places are Eretz Yisrael or they're not Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Most indications are that those places are not Eretz Yisrael. They're not in the halachic borders of Eretz Yisrael. They're even in the modern state of Israel, but they're not in the halachic borders. And there are people who are machmir that they treat those places that they are like it. They say, no, we don't know, it's not so clear. And they're machmir all the way down to the 30th line of latitude or longitude, whichever one it is. Okay? The 30th degree. Whatever one it is. So they're machmir all the way down to there. But every indication is that those places are really not Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, are you allowed to take produce from Eretz Yisrael, from the real part of Eretz Yisrael, into those lands? If I'm a person who's machmir to treat those places like Eretz Yisrael, am I allowed to take stuff into that place, or am I not allowed to take stuff into that place? Well, so at first I said, no. Of course I can't take stuff into there, because I'm only being machmir to treat like Eretz Yisrael. Again, every raya that there is, everything that everyone thinks points to those places not being Eretz Yisrael. The only reason to say it is Eretz Yisrael is like, who knows? We have to be careful. We don't really know for sure, and therefore we have to be careful. So, really bad, and it's not here. So really, it's chutz l'aretz. Right? It's like, bring stuff to Eilat. It's really chutz l'aretz. So, I just want to be machmir and not do work in those places and stuff like that. But, excuse me, who gives me a right to be makel and say, I'm going to be makel and treat it like it's Eretz Yisrael that I can bring produce to there? Okay, that was my first look at it. Yeah, I can't be use that as a cool. I want to be machmir. I want Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I'll be machmir. But how can I be make because of that? But then I thought that maybe it depends on how do you see this din. Let's think like this. If you look at this din subjectively, mm-hmm. If you look at the din from my perspective, I'm a person who treats that land like Eretz Yisrael. I treat things that grow in that place like Eretz Yisrael. If I go to one of those cities and I get an apple that grew in that city, I'm going to treat it like with Kedusha Shvias. So from my perspective, the fruit in that place also has Kedusha Shvias. So what's the problem? If we said, don't bring stuff to Chutzarot because you won't treat it with Kedusha Shvias. No, I'm going to treat everything there with Kedusha Shvias. That's what I'm going to do, because from my perspective, everything that grows in those places has Kedusha Shvias. If I look from the subjective perspective, if I look from my way of looking at it, from the apples that I find over there, I'm going to treat with Kedusha Shvias, so I can bring things there also. I'm going to look at that. But on the other hand, in truth, everybody in the street is not treating Kedusha Shvias. Everybody around is eating apples with no Kedusha, because from their perspective, they say it's not Kedusha. It's not like it's like, you know, one or two guys. It's not like one or two Mishugayim. There's lots of people who don't treat Kedusha Shvias. So if I'm coming to a place where Be'etzim, there's like a callousness, people are not being careful about Kedusha Shvias, from our perspective. From their perspective, they're doing the din. So maybe if I look at it in a more like objective way like that, then I'm not allowed to bring it, but if I look at it from my perspective, I'm treating that place like Kedusha Shvias. What are you worried? I'm going to treat it not with Kedusha? Of course I'm treating it with Kedusha, because I treat everything like that with Kedusha. Okay. Next. Okay. That was our first din. There's going to be three din. Okay. The first din was, they're not allowed to bring stuff with Kedusha Shvias to Chutzarot. Okay. Second din is, there's an Isser Schayra. Okay? You're not allowed to do, loosely, we'll translate it, business with Peri Shvias. That means is, you can't sell them the way you can't take Peri Shvias and sell them in the normal way. You can't sell them in a fruit store. You can't, like, in the regular market, you can't sell them. You can't sell them by weight and by number. They can't be like three for a dollar or $1.59 a pound. You can't do like that. You can't sell them in large amounts either. And a store owner, you can't buy and sell them. Okay, in other words, what does the store owner do? He buys it from the manufacturer and he sells it to people. Okay, that's the way you do business. You're not allowed to do that. Okay, you could do it b'shlichus for somebody. I can ask you to go buy it to me from the grower or from the farm where you found it, but you can't be buying and selling. I can't say I'm going to buy it wholesale and then sell it retail. It's all kinds of all these things are absurd. Yes, great.
I need my shliach.
Shlichus means is I say to him, I need apples. Could you go pick me up? So here's a dollar. Pick me up some apples. So that I can do. I can send you to buy apples for me, but I can't. Or I can send you to sell animals for me. So there are certain things, you're allowed to sell small amounts. So I have some I want to sell. So I say, Yaki, can you go to these guys and sell to them? Or can you go there and pick up that amount? Okay. If you messed up any of these dinim, if you didn't follow the dinim of Sfeira, the payers stay mutter anyhow. It's just an issue to do. Okay, now, there's a din within, it's not really part of the din of Sfeira, but we're going to connect it. And that is that when you do a transaction with payers Shvias, the din is that payers Shvias are typhus as dumb of. Peri Shvias hold on to the Kedusha transfers to the thing that they got them from. Okay? And this is just to keep you waiting. Okay? And that's like this. Okay, so if you just wait one second. If I go and I give someone a dollar for his Peri Shvias, then the apple and the dollar both have Kedusha Shvias on them. Okay? So now, what happens?
Kedusha doesn't, it's like Tamura.
Okay, so now what happens if a person, throw it like this, a person went ahead and he took Peri Shvias, and he bought with it, he got money for it, and either he exchanged the money or the payers for a piece of meat. Okay? So what's the din? Now, meat doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. Inherently, it's not possible. Kedusha Shvias only buys things that grow on the ground. So he bought a piece of meat, either with the payers Shvias, or with the money that had been exchanged for it. So what's the din? He took his payers Shvias, that's his apple, okay, the box around the meat that has Kedusha Shvias, okay? And he exchanged it for money, so now the apple and the money both have Kedusha Shvias to them. Okay, if he went ahead and he bought a piece of meat with that, so there's now no more Kedusha Shvias on the money. There's Kedusha Shvias on the Paris, that stays for good. There's always Kedusha Shvias on the Paris, but now the meat has Kedusha Shvias to it also. Not the money. The money's gone, and no more Kedusha Shvias to it.
Why doesn't the money have any more?
So the din is, only the last thing in the chain is the one that has Kedusha Shvias. So it trades on that. Okay. So now there's a chiv. Now the chiv of beer on the meat is whatever. We'll talk about beer in a second. But whatever you have to do, the mitzvah of beer on the apples. When there's no more apples available, then the meat needs beer at that time. In the middle of
tomorrow,
that's a what? Beer. Yeah, it's in. the first thing. Okay, now, the guy went ahead and he bought a piece, he gave the, he traded the meat for a piece of fish. Okay, Kedusha goes off the piece of meat. Off the piece of fish. I didn't think this Rambam's too. I don't know why you give so many details. I don't. You think you would have gotten an idea after a couple of them? Okay. Look, Rambam. Now, what happens next? He goes. He got rid of the fish and he traded it for oil. Kedusha goes up again. The Kedusha stays on the apple, the original apple, and goes onto the oil. Last is if he on the other page. If he goes and he buys honey with that oil, then the honey has Kedusha Shviz and not the original apple. And like the Rambam finishes off, and the din is that honey has Kedusha Shviz. You can't use it in a way that you're not allowed to. That's the Malukma talks about. You're not allowed to waste it. We'll talk about that a different week. Right. And you're not, and you have to do beer on it. That honey is higher than beer when you get the apple. So, I mean, honey lasts for a very long time. It doesn't make a difference. If when time for apple beer for apples comes, you have to beer on that honey. How come that the honey, I mean, it's like, to us, it like seems silly. How can there be Kedusha Shviz on the honey? Doesn't go on the ground. So it doesn't bend them, but it has Kedusha. Just like when it transferred all the way over from the apple, transferred a bunch of bumps down, and now
they said why he had to give you so many examples.
I have no idea. I haven't a clue.
The Nesek Kalim didn't talk about it?
I have no idea. No. Well, not that I said.
Next week, we'll have one.
So that's it. So, you know, not from farmers. So this is like people don't want to do any business with them or take any money from them.
Wait. Oh, so, this is just the bit. Now, there's two, like, unexpected nafkaminas. One of them is like this. There are those who say, well, I think this is what you meant. There are those who say that it's like this. If you go to, this was probably Exxon's example last week. You go to a fruit store in a city where they're not keeping Shemitah. So if in that fruit store, the cash register is full of money that has Kedusha Shviz to it. Because somebody came in yesterday and bought oranges and gave the guy 10 shekel and he took some oranges. So the cash register is full of money that has Kedusha Shviz to it. So he says, if you walk into the store and say, you know, can I have change? I need change of a 50, and he gives you a bunch of 10 shekel pieces, and you give him a 50 shekel piece. You just walked out the store with money that's Kedusha Shviz, and his example was, you can't take it on the bus. You can't use Kedusha Shviz money to buy a bus ride.
Right.
You can use it for certain other things, but you can't do that. He says, so you got to be careful when you walk into the store, that you walk into a store that doesn't keep Shemitah, that you're not ending up with Shemitah money in your pocket.
What about it?
So, the Achronim talk about it. It's really a Shaila Achronim. The Minchasid Zachim, the Shalom talk about it. It's a big Shaila Achronim. First of all, there are Shailas about the din of it, or what happened to Bittu Barayv, what happened to Bitulim and things like that. And there's questions about that. It might be Dabashir material, it might be Dabashir Chashim. Because you want to use it better. No, you could just use it to buy apples.
Right.
You could take all the money and use it if the Kedusha Shviz. It might be Dabashir Chashim, but it depends what kind of store it is. If it's a store that chances are, there's very little chance that the money there has Kedusha Shviz, then it's probably okay. And Rishon Zalman says in Eitzah, he says, you don't have to be so foolish. If you really need the change, what you should do is, when you walk in, you should have in mind that I'm transferring the Kedusha from his money onto my money. In other words, you're saying is, the coin that he gave me is Kedusha Shviz. Well, just like if you switch meat for fish, the Kedusha goes from the meat onto the fish, so I can switch the Kedusha from his money onto my money. I can say what?
Well, you just walk in, you're like, can you read
those? No. When I give him the...
You need change. You need change. Why isn't that happen in Mela? Why doesn't that happen?
So it doesn't happen in Mela. It doesn't happen in Mela.
Let's explain.
How's that work?
How do you do it? What do you do?
It does not happen in Mela.
You go to a store that has Kedusha Shviz, and he gives you 10 for a dime, doesn't the money...
No, it does not. It doesn't work with pigeon. You have to do it as an exchange. Now, if I take fish and I say I want fish instead of meat, it's an exchange. The Kedusha switches over. If I do a pigeon, you can't do a pigeon on Kedusha Shviz money. So sometimes you have to have in mind I'm doing this as an exchange for the money rather than as a pigeon, and then it could work if I got it correctly. Okay. If I have a piece of fish and I say I want your fish and you take my meat, I give you the meat with Kedusha Shviz, you give me the fish back, the Kedusha transfers.
Right.
So the same thing if I give you a 10 shekel coin and you give me 2 fives back, so then the Kedusha, if I have in mind, then there's a change. Right, so then now the owner of the fruit store, he used to have 2 5 shekel pieces with Kedusha Shviz,
yeah.
And now he has a 10 shekel piece of Kedusha Shviz, and my money is off the book.
How do you go onto your bill? Where was there a change? I don't get it.
You have 2 fives,
yeah.
And I have 10.
Yeah, you're
the store owner.
So, okay.
So I come to you with my 10, I say, hey, can you give me 2 fives?
Yeah.
So now the Kedusha that's on those 2 fives switches on to the 10. So now you have the 10, and I have the 2 fives of that Kedusha Shviz.
It's not your Das Helfa. It's his coins.
Das Acheres Machen.
How does it help with the fish and the meat? Why is it one division to me?
Why is it not one division?
It's child of favor. He had money for distribution before, he has it again. He had it until now. He had two farms.
You have
to
have
a fish
with
the
shrews.
Not the same thing.
Let's say you have fish with the shrews, and I give you a piece of meat. Right? So your fish comes to me now, chulun, and you have the meat comes to the shrews.
It was my shrews, and now I'm going to end up with
same thing with the store owner. The store owner has two farms. That doesn't depend on it. No, it doesn't depend on it. Okay, that's one thing. So you should
have...
Some are clear about this thing. Rosham Zam says you just have to have in mind. Do it right. That's what he says. Okay. Now, the other thing is, which we talked about once, which is, you're not allowed to buy things with Kedusha Shvius from someone, you're not allowed to buy something with Kedusha Shvius from someone who's not careful about Dinei Shemitah. And that's because, when I'm exchanging money for money, it's equal things. But what happens if I buy, in the case of the Gemara's case, I buy an Eseret from someone with Kedusha Shvius, so what I'm doing is the Gemara's words are, I'm being moshed to me, Shvius Ma'amoritz, because the Eserig, he was going to treat with Kedusha Shvius. Likely, because usually you eat things. You do them, use them the way they're supposed to be. If I give him a dollar, the dollar, he's not going to use it in a way that you use Kedusha Shvius. But he's going to buy shoes with it, he can do 100 things with it. He may use it in the way that he's supposed to, he may not. He's surely not going to do beer on the money when Eserig are not anymore trees. So, you're not allowed to be merchant man or the May Shvius Amoritz. So, because the din that the money gets Kedusha Shvius on it, so when I give him a dollar and he gives me the Eserig in the Gemara's case, I'm not allowed to do that because I'm giving him money that's Kedusha Shvius. I'm being machshut by giving him this money that's Kedusha Shvius.
You notify him and tell him realize
he's a person who doesn't care. Yeah, he doesn't care. You know he doesn't care. So therefore, that's an allegiance. He's an Amoritz. An allegiance. Okay. Now, we said there briefly.
I guess I'm coming.
He said it briefly, I'll repeat it, which is that Yisr only applies, that's what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do it. But that Yisr only applies if you actually get Kedusha Shvius onto the money. But there are two ways that you could buy the Eserig or buy the fruit without getting Kedusha Shvius onto it. Okay. One is the one that the Gemara mentions, and that is, it's Bahavla. The Gemara says over there, if he's going to sell you a lulav with no Kedusha Shvius and an Eserig that has Kedusha Shvius, then you're okay, because the money is not just for the Eserig. The money is for the lulav and the Eserig, and therefore it's Bahavla, and it's okay. Okay, you're being covered, because you're not giving the money just for the Eserig, so both, there's no Kedusha Shvius on the money. So the Gemara says that gets you out of it. That's Bahavla. Okay, so that means that if you go to the supermarket, you could do also, you could buy Bahavla.
Right.
But the other way is, the more modern way, is to do it Bahakafa, which means it's on credit, which is to say is, if I say to the guy, here's a dollar for your Eserig, then I just switch the dollar for an Eserig, Kedusha goes on to it. What happens if I say to him, no, not a dollar for an Eserig, I say, could you give me the Eserig, I'll pay you tomorrow a dollar. So then, in the exchange, he gave me the Eserig for nothing, for theoretical, for a loan, like just something in the ear, just a loan. Not that I'm aware. Okay, so the guy said, I say to him, I give it to you for credit. So it's just for something floating in the air. It's just for nothing. And then tomorrow, for the milvah, can't have Kedusha Shvius on the milvah, there's no, nothing. Tomorrow, I give him the dollar to pay him his loan. And the guy said, you can pay him 5 minutes later. He says, it's better to wait. But he says, I can pay him immediately also. Okay, so for example, and in the modern version of that is, most people say is, you could use credit cards or check even. Okay, you can use a check, because when I give him a credit card, he says, I'm not giving him the dollar. There's no dollar here being changing hand that has Kedusha Shvius on it. I'm just swiping my card. And then tomorrow, however he's going to collect the money from me that roundaboutly comes from me, there's no Kedusha Shvius on it. Okay, so those are ways. Now, that doesn't avoid the Isser Sechira. Really, what we started talking about was the Isser Sechira, which is the Isser to do
better.
With, because it's not a credit.
The credit card company pays them with their money. Not
right, and then they come back to me. Okay, it checks. It is more questionable. You're right. It's more questionable. It's sort of assumed that it's a...
There's no money. It's just numbers. It's just charts. There's no money.
What do you mean?
In
the check, you mean?
Account number,
The bank changed numbers. Make a little chart of that.
Okay.
Okay. Where's the condition supposed to go? Right. So on the chat, that's why. I guess that's why people be there. Okay. So I didn't say that by doing these things you avoid the Issur Sechira. The Issur Sechira might still be an Issur Sechira because you're not into business. But the side issue of getting Kedusha Shvius on the money, that's business. Okay. And one last piece about Sechira is that part of Issur Sechira is you're not allowed to process the produce in a way that people do for long-term kind of uses. it's, they say if people usually pickle things, then you're allowed to. If you do that for home use, if that's a home way of using it, but if you're doing it on a grand scale, then you're not allowed to do it. Okay. Now, the last thing that we have to do, see, we have a little time, which is the mitzvah of things with Kedusha Shvius is that there's a mitzvah beer. Okay, what's the mitzvah beer? The mitzvah beer is when there's no more of a certain type of food around, there's no more figs out around.
Around or growing?
Out, available for the animals, out in the fields for the animals, then you're mechuyev to do beer. I'll tell you what beer means in a second. Okay, before we get to what it is, that's what the din is when there's a certain, when there's no, nothing left out in the fields, then the din is you have to do this thing called beer. Okay, so Chazal give us the days of beer for certain foods. I'm going to read you a few. Dates are for Purim. When I say a day, I mean in the eighth year. Okay, it means in the eighth year, and olives are for Shavuos, and grapes are Pesach. Okay, now, I have to tell you that this what I just said to you... It's in Mishnah. So, Gemara, I'm sure if it's Mishnah Gemara. So what bothers me, what I don't understand, is maybe that's what bothering David is that the Mishnayis, this is for sure it's a Mishnah, give a different shear. They say certain foods, the day of beer comes, Mishatera Dravia Shnia. When the second major rain comes, which just for your curiosity, is usually on Chav Gimel Cheshvan, which is Sunday, 2 days from now. Okay, usually on Chav Gimel Cheshvan is when it comes. So in the eighth year, when the Revi'ah Shnia comes, then there's beer for certain foods, and there's a logic. Yerushalmi explains what the reason for that is, and that's because when it rains a lot, the stuff that's out in the field rots. Well, when it starts, so by the time the second rain comes, the stuff in the field is rotting, and therefore there's nothing left for animals anymore. So there's a logic to saying that the shear should be Mishatei Revi'ah Shnia. There's a lot of things that the shear is Mishatei Revi'ah Shnia. But I don't really understand, what does that mean there's a shear that grapes are Pesach time? And maybe this year grapes will be Pesach, but how am I supposed, why would Chazal tell us the shear is Pesach? Who knows if it's going to be like that this year? I mean, who knows? It depends on when there's no more grapes around in the fields. So, do all the grapes disappear at the same time? Does it every year happen the same way? I mean, do we farm the same way that Chazal farm? Is it where is it coming from that we should say that the shear is just a certain time? It's a set time from 1,000 years ago. I mean, it's hard to understand that we should follow the thing like that. Rather, we should do is, which is what goes on in Eretz Yisrael, which is they follow those dates. The dates that Chazal give, they follow. But the ones that Chazal didn't give, like for tomatoes, you know, there's no shear for tomatoes, so they figure it out. They have people in agriculture who figure it out. I'm not sure how they figure it out in advance, but they give it a chart, and the chart says when the time of beer for each of the
things. Probably on a calendar.
On his calendar. Yes, it's on, what's his name? Ramon's calendar. Yes, yeah. Ramon has a calendar, and on it there's a picture of a carrot, but there's no more
calendar.
What?
Doesn't change
me
to
get. So, someone said this. It changes, so if I would use it, from error to error. Nowadays, a farmer will tell you it's going to be, till Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it's going to be this thing, is going to be available. But in 20 years from now, would he say the same thing? No, in a year from now, he might have a rough estimate, but to say that the same thing is going to be 1,000 years from now, where would that come from? Why would it be out there? I mean, the good news is, maybe this will help us understand it. The good news is that the beer is not farm specific. You know, it doesn't depend on if in my farm there are still dates outside. Okay, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Gimel Arutzis Lebir, Shalosh Arutzis Lebir. There are three areas, three regions in Eretz Yisrael, the Har Shvela and the Chayfayam, the three regions. And those, each region, so it, there's a certain side of it which is you're supposed to, like, it goes by like what's going on in general. I still don't really get it. I have to tell you that this question that I'm asking you, Shem Zalman basically asked a question in the Tshuva. He says it's not hard to get a handle on why it should be like that. He says that the shear is not exact. You shouldn't take it like Chazal meant to say is that on this. No, that's the day of beer. The day that they said is the day of beer, but it's not to say that the day beforehand there were a trillion grapes, and the next day there were zero grapes. Okay? He says it's a Iker Oysa Hamin Matzli Klal B'Sadeh. That's what it says. Okay. Fine. So it's not clear to me at all, but in general, there are certain things that we have an official date for when the beer is, and for other things, you look at charts, and there are charts they give out at that time of the year, Rabbi Ramon has it on his calendar, of when each thing has a chiva beer. Okay, so what does it mean you have to beer? Okay, there's three sheetahs on what it means to do beer. Okay, the Ramban says...
is it Chumash?
Yes, the Ramban says that the mitzvah beer is, you have to say that everything that I have is hefka. I mean, that's to say, I have in my house 50 apples. Okay, it now came the day of beer, whatever that day is for apples. It comes the day of beer, I have to be mocked for everything that I have.
And take it out of the house.
And yes, correct.
We'll not put it like out of my rishus.
Yes, okay. Now,
can I then take it back if I want?
Yes.
you can take parts back. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says what you have to do is you could take Mussan Shot Gimel Sudas. That means if there's five people in your family and everybody eats one banana at a meal, so you can take 15 bananas, whatever it is, the Mussan Shot Sudas, you take Mussan Shot Sudas for the people that are in your house, everything else is usher, destroyed. Everything's got to be destroyed. Everything. So you can keep Muslim Shalom Shudas, and you give it to whoever you want to. You give it to find everybody who you want to give it to, but whatever is not given out at that time of the year to Muslim Shalom Shudas per person is awesome.
But you can't give it to your friends.
You can give it to your friends before the beer. Before the beer, you go around giving it to everybody who wants to right. Muslim Shalom Shudas.
The day of and beer comes, I'm allowed to keep for myself. Right. I'm allowed to keep the day
Muslim
of beer.
Muslim Shalom Shudas, keep on your family.
I'm responsible for, and then the rest I have to burn.
Right, but you obviously you can give it out before him because it's silly. It's about
the day of
beer.
Okay,
and the Rivet says there's two kinds of beer. The earlier one,
Who? The
Rivet, says that when there's nothing left in the city, you do a Dramban. And when there's nothing in the fields, you do a Dram. Okay, whatever. So the din is, the Ashkenazim follow what Dramban says, that what we say is you have to be mafker the Paris before by the time of beer or at the time of beer, and then afterwards they're mutter. Okay, if you didn't do beer, wait a second, but that we like the Svardim do a Dramam. That you they take Muslim Shalom Sudas and then it's usher afterwards. Okay, so once according to us that we do beer like the Ramban, once you did
according to Ramban, it's usher bano.
Yeah, I don't remember if it's usher bano. It's usher to eat it. I don't remember if it's usher bano.
You can't give it to the animals.
I don't remember.
That's what I'm saying. Can you give it to the animals to eat?
According to the Ramban, if you did not do beer, then the parents become usher. Yes. That, everyone holds that there's a time when parents become usher having to do with beer. The Rambam holds that's automatic.
All the front of the fruit stores in the don't keep to whatever.
If they didn't do beer, yes.
If
they don't hold their shmita. Right, yeah. If they're not being keeping shmita, yes. If those parents... No. He's thinking of a fruit store that doesn't keep shmita at all. They're doing something that we think that they're not keeping shmita. So those people, yeah, that stuff, come the day of beer, that stuff is also correct.
But they still have a chiyuv to do beer.
Okay, so whether Bezin has, we're going to talk about that. Okay, when we get to Oitze Bezin. Correct. When we talk about Oitze Bezin, we're going to talk about that and the famous, it has to do with the famous shmita wine that comes to us. We'll talk about that then. But if the person did not do beer, then the parents become usher. There's a machlokes whether what happens if the person didn't do beer either by mistake or by oinus. Okay, he didn't realize, or there was some kind of an oinus and he didn't do beer. It's a shayla b'chazanish is machmer, and Rosh Hashanah is mekel about that. If a person didn't do beer,
so what's the cool? They could do beer now.
And the parents are mutter. If you didn't do beer, then the parents are usher. So there were sometimes saying it's you could do beer, you missed it. It's a knas if you maliciously didn't do it. If you by mistake didn't do it, or some kind of
earnest.
It's
a dindoraisa. How do you just is it a dindoraisa?
It's a dindoraisa. Yeah, I don't remember the story of that. So Rosh Hashanah said, if you didn't do it, then you're okay.